Hi, Joël.
Hello.
We are in Kunsthal Extra City in Antwerp, and we are going to talk about your exhibition Porous Lodge that will last until 1st of December 2024. It is your solo show. And first, I would like to talk about the location where your exhibition takes place. It is a chapel of former Dominican monastery. This chapel was only used by Dominican monks. It's not so old because it was built in 1925, but it's in neo-Gothic style. And the architecture of this chapel is very dominant in the space, although right now it is a contemporary art center, Kunsthal Extra City. And one of the reasons why I decided to invite you to make your solo exhibition here was that I wanted to break with a certain atmosphere, Janusz Loki, specific look and feel of this neo-Gothic chapel. And I wanted to talk with you, how was your first impression when you entered here and how this architecture inspired you to create Porous Lodge?
I think the first time I arrived to the space, I found a few elements very appealing or curious. One was the height of the space, the tiling of the floor, and the orientation of the chapel regarding the rest of the building it's connected to. I think those were the first things that kind of seemed particular to me in the space. And so one of the first thoughts I have was, how is this space being used? Also in terms of there is this panels built around in order to hide some elements of the architecture and to make it kind of a white cube, let's say. And all those with those elements, my first thoughts were, how can I give a different functionality to the space, in the sense of how people are going to perceive the space and use this space or traverse the space in a different way to what they're used to.
I fully agree with you that the floor, the ceiling, the shape of the space are so dominant that whatever exhibition takes place in this specific location, always the architecture, the setting is sort of giving a certain atmosphere or is quite dominant, so visible. Maybe we can elaborate on it a little bit, because I think maybe some people won't be able to see the exhibition. So starting maybe from outside, I see that you created a completely new facade just before the entering to the main exhibition room.
Yeah.
It's an inner facade. It is facade under the roof in the building. Maybe you can tell something. It looks like a concrete, like something very solid.
Yeah, this is something I like to use in a lot of my installations. I don't always do it, but I like to use it. It's trying to bring some sort of facade inside the building, which questions a bit the limits of the building, and are we inside or outside? Is it the facade brought inside, or is it suggest different temporalities where maybe the facade was there and then the building was built around this?
Yes.
So it's just a question of questioning a bit the perception we have of the space. So then the front of the chapel is covered with this concrete facade that looks made of these concrete blocks.
It looks very monumental. It looks very solid and strong, which is kind of creates this tension between this neo-Gothic church building, and then suddenly you are surprised with this huge solid looking wall. But when you come closer to the wall, you start seeing that this is
the idea is that at first looks very solid and very very concrete wall, and then when you start looking at it from the sides, maybe, or when you go inside the space and you look on the details of the wall, you can realize that it's actually It's kind of a fake in the sense that it's made of plasterboard that are covered with a very thin layer of concrete. And this is something I also like on having this play on the appearance we can have of concrete buildings as being very solid and very permanent in time, because of this symbolic of the concrete that we used to connect to this temporality of something supposed to last forever. And that I like to kind of twist a bit by actually showing that it's very fragile in a way, exactly, and very, very
and it's so flexible in a way as well. Manually done, it is, you covered each board by hand. It's almost like artisan way of mimicking something so that is so like, solid and so strong.
And that's supposed to be so industrial, yeah. And yes. Here it's done in a very
subtle, delicate,
like, and manual way, instead of doing this industrial element. And this facade is connected to the corridor that goes around the space, or it's like most like it's maybe it's a gap between the buildings that became a corridor. And
it's changing this facade, so later on you decided to not have it concrete facade, but something more translucent, something more delicate, that also exposes through certain pores the ordinary structure of the building. So the outside facade has two
because the facade has it has on the same, let's say on the same line or in the same plane, there is a small break of angle where suddenly you have a confrontation between one building and the other building, which is like the what is today the cafeteria and the big part of the church, and then you have the chapel, and in between those spaces there's kind of a leftover triangle where they did a corridor and so on, and there is a light shaft, and then there is a break in the angle of the wall, and where this angle breaks you have then a corner, and you go around the building. And there I did a shift where suddenly you see a wooden skeleton of a wall, and which is just this structure that it's kind of suggested that could be the same that is used behind the facade or not. They're just one next to another and they follow the same depth. And then this one is covered with a transparent plastic, the same that you use when you're protecting a space when you're doing painting or renovations, and this allows to see the building behind and the original architecture kind of blurred, and these walls have originally windows with the same shape as the ceiling of the chapel, which ends with kind of like
a pointy end. Like a typical Gothic window.
So I kept the frequency of those windows, but I changed the shape of them. They are straight windows. And this also suggests some ambiguous situation where we don't know if it's going to be a new wall or just a protection of the building, and I like to leave it quite open.
Is it a preservation of the building, or is it something
or
like
a renovation and a second life of the building? So the idea is to leave it quite open to interpretation.
And people can sort of look inside of this part, because you said that between the rooms and between the two corridors, it's this ambiguous space. It's the original space of the building. It is non-functional, a small courtyard in the shape of a triangle. And you also decided to do there something quite radical, to elevate the floor quite high. So you changed the proportion of this very strange small courtyard.
So this small courtyard, it has been kept as a light shaft, kind of?
Yes.
With the windows around it, so you have light in both buildings, let's say, the chapel and then the building next to it. And originally that area, that courtyard or light shaft goes until the basement of the building, so it's much lower. And I built a floor that's on the continuation of the floor you are standing as a viewer when you are in the in in the space. And that already changes a lot the perception of that space for those who know it. And also in that floor, there is all this dust of cement and these stones that are there. And it's kind of a strange situation. We don't know if it's leftovers of the construction or leftovers of a demolition. And it's a way also for me to have an echo with what's happening inside the show for those who cannot access the entirety of the show. Then they can see part of the show on that area.
I found this area very beautiful because it's so excluded. You can only observe this part of the installation through the window, through mm-hmm. small pores in the installation. It's no visitor has a direct access to that place. But in this monochromatic palette of different shades of gray and the delicacy of also the dust, of the mm-hmm. concrete dust, there's a certain stillness and beauty and being like locked in between the rooms. I think this is something very interesting, very bringing calmness in comparison with the rest of the building, which is like so heavy decorated and so monumental. But maybe let's enter the space. We are walking under the concrete arch, which is very beautiful. And usually what visitors see at Extra City in this space is a very interesting floor made of black and white tiles.
And the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. And the ceiling is hard to miss. It's a huge arch. Shaped ceiling covered with wooden panels and two rosettes on both sides of the walls just next to the ceiling. And in terms of your installation, those dominant elements of this space are completely invisible. How did you achieve that? Or maybe not completely, but they are not so evident anymore when you enter. We're entering like a completely new reality, new building, like that is not connected with the rest of Extra City.
The floor has these tiles that are, I would say they are like, instead of being placed parallel to the walls, they are at
diagonal
to the wall, which gives more dynamic to the space. Mm-hmm. And that was the starting point for the placement of all these walls I built inside, or these panels I built inside.
So can I just like a little bit zoom out from it? Is it like that you decided in designing the space that you will look in every of those architectural elements in separation from their previous past function as a chapel, like you are treating them as a blanco architectural elements without any symbolic meaning or
load? There's a symbolic meaning, or like the religious meaning or whatever original function of these elements. I don't really take them in account. What interests me is more like the formal aspect, or like the use of this that the space had, or like not the use in the sense of like I was used as a church, mm-hmm. but how it was traversed and physically
sort of
used.
Like architectural logic interests
exactly.
you, or what is the inner intelligence within it? Like what is how the elements are connected to each other, and what does it make sense in terms of like space, but not really like as a cultural or religious background is not important for you in the specific installation.
Exactly. It's not something I particularly worked on or tried to highlight. But for example, so in terms of how to have a new experience in this space, for me it was important that you wouldn't directly see this very present ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing, or at least you wouldn't see it from the first moment you arrive into it, but as a second moment
in the show. And you achieved this in such a radical way. Just built another floor.
So I built another floor in the building, and I built another ceiling in the building. but it was still following the height of the walls of the
exhibition
of the exhibition walls. It was a good height because it was kind of where the wooden ceiling would start once you're on the second floor.
So this also a staircase
this floor exactly this floor is accessible through the staircase, and then when you're upstairs you have a whole new experience of the space, since you are literally under this ceiling, which instead of being so imposing as before becomes kind of cozy because you're on this wooden, looks like kind of this wooden chalet or something.
Yes.
So that was already for me interesting, how I could shift the perception we would have of the space, and specifically of the ceiling. And then with the tiles, it was also, since it was very present in the space, I thought, okay, how can I integrate it in a way that changes our perception of the space? So the floor plan or the distribution of the walls inside the space is following those diagonal tiles.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates strange confrontation between the original walls of the space and then the ones I came to add in the installation. Mm-hmm. So you have then different logics that are overlapping in a way, and same time they create resulting new spaces and then new dialogues.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than confrontation, I think it's more like
so how the old architecture sort of echoing in your installation, but it echoing not in a one-to-one way, but it's sort of like just questions this logic and gives a new interpretation, hooking this in those particular elements that exist there, and transforming them in a new way.
Yeah.